Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is here from the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition to preview a screening of the documentary S Word. Welcome to the show, Jan Reese, Suicide Prevention Coordinator. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, Jan, should we talk? Okay, so the screening is tomorrow night at the Goldtown Nick. Is that right?
That is correct. Tomorrow night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The movie lasts about an hour and a half, so we'll be having a follow-up discussion from 8:30 to 9 p.m. It's free to the community, but we are accepting any donations.
Okay. Let's get more details on the S Word documentary here in just a minute. Let's back up and talk about the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. You're the coordinator. What's that coalition look like?
Our Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition is a group of individuals from the Juno community who volunteer their time to they meet once a month, and they volunteer their time to organize events, outreach, training, and to create a sense of hope in the community, to establish connectedness for individuals in the community who may be having mental health issues or feeling suicidal.
Got it. And Jan, may I ask, what is your connection to the coalition? What made you choose to join it?
I did lose a friend here in Juno 6 years ago. She died by suicide. And so it's been a personal mission of mine to reach as many individuals in the community as possible, to provide training, to train gatekeepers who can recognize symptoms of suicide, to provide training to the Teen Health Center, so that individuals know what to recognize in teenagers in our schools, to provide a mom and a dad a sense of the ability to respond to their teens when they're not feeling well, and to just get the community to talking about mental health issues and suicide. Sadly, we find that suicide's a topic that's not talked about until after we lose someone. And so we're trying to get the community to start discussing suicide and discussing mental health issues, and to recognize that the brain is an organ as in any other organ that we have in our body, and it may need some attention or some medical help.
Okay, and you were telling me your coalition provides a spectrum of trainings starting at 101 all the way up to advanced. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So anyone in the community can contact us, and we can offer a one-on-one training, or we can offer a small group training or a large group training. And the training can start as simple as how to recognize suicidal symptoms, what you can do after you recognize, and most importantly, to ask the question, to ask the person, are you feeling suicidal? And then to know where to refer them to once they respond with a yes or a no. So we have training from 101, so it's a basic training that's offered, all the way up to 301 that's more in-depth and more for social workers, that's going to be provided this September.
It seems like asking that question, are you suicidal, would be so hard for somebody to ask, yet I imagine so important.
Yes. So the thing that we try to help everyone understand is it's the most important question to ask out of all of them, to be very direct. And if you cannot ask the question yourself, to make sure that you get someone who can, whether it be a friend or a coworker or an acquaintance, but get someone that can ask that question so that you know whether it's a situation that demands immediate attention or if it can be a referral to the JunoMentalHealth.org.
What are a few of the symptoms we might be able to see in our fellow community members?
If they've changed, where their appearance has changed, or they're not showering, they're not dressing as usual, they're unkept, or a person who's tired, who's making statements that they don't feel like themselves, that they feel sad, that they're feeling depressed, a person who is removing themselves from social situations when they're normally active in the community. Those are some common things that we see that you can identify and be able to start talking to someone about how they're feeling.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Jan Reese. She's the Suicide Prevention Coordinator for the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. Tomorrow night, she and the coalition will be screening a documentary called S-Word at the Goldtown Nickelodeon, beginning at 7 p.m., is that right?
It is.
Got it. And tell us more about this documentary.
So we selected this movie as our first showing. It's called The S-Word, and the S standing for silence. We want to break the stigma of not talking about mental health, not talking about suicidal ideation, not talking about how people feel sometimes daily or in the workplace. And so this movie is a documentary of a survivor of a suicide attempt who's on a mission to document other survivors of suicide and to share their stories and to create that hope and to get that conversation started.
Earlier you mentioned gatekeepers. With that in mind, tell us again who those people are and who you think could benefit from watching this tomorrow night.
I think anyone could benefit from watching this movie tomorrow night. It helps you to identify with ways that people feel, the ways that people act out or act when they're feeling in despair. And also it teaches you how you can offer support to anyone that's not feeling, who's feeling suicidal or feeling depressed. Gatekeeper, anyone can be a gatekeeper. You can be a gatekeeper. I can be a gatekeeper. And that's a person who recognizes when someone's emotions change or their affect has changed. And then you can, because of the trainings that we offer to the community, you can help to identify whether it's a situation where someone's just having a bad day or that they're depressed or that they're feeling suicidal. And you can be the one to ask that question and refer them to professionals that can help.
Got it. And in emergency situations, what's the first thing we should all do?
If you've identified someone is not feeling well, you've asked them, are you feeling suicidal today? And they respond, yes, we want you to call for help immediately so that they can be seen at the Bartlett Hospital.
And is that a 911 call?
Yes, that would be a 911 call. If someone's not feeling well during the day and you speak with them or they just know they're not feeling well, you can refer them to the Alaska Care Line, which is 877-266-HELP. Or they can also text 741-741.
All right. Again, that's 877-266-HELP. Is that right?
Yes.
Or text 741-741.
Yes, and then someone will be available to speak with that person and to ask more questions, get more information, and to do a better referral for that person.
Listeners, I'll put both of those numbers up on ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. I also have a trailer up for S-Word, S-Word's trailer. If any of our listeners want to watch that, you can go
Fantastic.
There.
Fantastic.
ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. In the meantime, tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 7 p.m. at the Goldtown Theater there in downtown Juneau next to City Hall, you can watch this. Is there a cost for attending, Jan?
No, this is a free event, and the first 10 people who show to the event are going to get a Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition handbag, and donations are being accepted, but this is a free event to the public.
Okay, I found you pretty easy by Googling the Juno Suicide Prevention. Is that a great place to
yes.
find contact with you?
And you can find us on Instagram, and we're also now on Facebook. We have a lot of information and events, such as we recently had a game night. We had our Survivor's Tattoo Day, and you can find those and all our upcoming events on our Facebook website.
All right, Jan, we'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Goldtown Nick. Is there anything we're missing or anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to add that we want to get everyone to talking in order to break the stigma of talking about mental health and mental health issues, because we strongly believe, as the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition, we strongly believe that the more we talk about mental health, the more we can begin to recognize the brain as an organ and what we can do to help others, because there is hope.
Jan Reese, thank you so much for coming on the show.